From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. An analysis by the Associated Press and the USA Today Network shows that five children under the age of 12 died in Alaska between 2014 and 2016 after accidentally shooting themselves or being shot by another child. One of those cases, in which a three-year-old boy in Anchorage died, resulted in an adult being charged and sentenced. According to the Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence, Alaska does not have laws that specifically penalize allowing children access to firearms. Corey Mills, a spokeswoman for Alaska's Department of Law, says decisions on whether to pursue prosecution in such instances are made on a case-by-case basis. A bill introduced in the U.S. Senate this week by Alaska's Dan Sullivan and six other senators aims to bolster missile defense capability in response to the North Korean threat. According to a release from Senator Sullivan's office, the Advancing America's Missile Defense Act would authorize an additional 28 ground-based interceptors, similar to ones already stationed at Fort Greely and Delta Junction. The legislation also calls for accelerated completion of new interceptor sites in the Midwest and on the East Coast, development of interceptor technology, including a redesigned kill vehicle, deployment of space-based sensors, as well as more missile defense system testing. Anchorage police say an officer confronted a suspected prowler armed with a hatchet and fired shots in South Anchorage. An initial police press release does not indicate whether the suspect was struck early this morning. The incident occurred as police investigated break-ins of multiple cars. Police say they have contacted all involved in the incident. The world's most famous sled dog race has lost a major backer, and race officials are blaming animal rights organizations for pressuring corporate sponsors like Wells Fargo outside of the state. A Wells Fargo spokesman says the banking institution's investment in the Iditarod Trail sled dog race has declined since 2010. This is the Washington-based Gitxon Native Dance Group. The group is known for their handcrafted regalia, beautifully carved masks, and energetic singing and dancing. Performance was organized by the Juneau Arts and Humanities Council on April 23rd at Juneau Douglas High School, and also features a performance by the Juneau-based East Kuo Multicultural Dance Group. 360 North filmed the performance with help from the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute that premieres at 8 p.m. tonight on 360 North. It can be viewed anytime on demand at 360north.org. And a quick look at weather. It's 50 degrees and overcast at Juneau International Airport right now. Weather this afternoon, 40% chance of light rain, mostly cloudy, with a high near 56.